and we're on a podcast.
Yeah, we are, Lauren. We're on a podcast. Wow. Daniel, Lindsay, what's my name? Devin and Devon. Lauren are here.
Yeah.
I was like, in the how building. Do I count four people?
We oh, man.
You. How do you count four people?
I forgot me. My brain broke. Anyways, guys, hey, welcome back.
Hey.
How's everyone doing?
Oh, so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sweating yet?
I am sweating.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice.
Lauren, how you doing? Okay.
You know what? So good. Happy to be here.
Hey, happy to have you.
My
here.
Hands are
thanks
really
for having
sweaty.
Me.
Okay. I love that you get to field all of our NedsPod DMs.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Lauren is the one fielding these voice memos and not voice memos.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get dirty pics?
Oh my, the amount of group chats that you guys are put in with corn stars.
Oh, that's just scams. That's
know,
all in
I
mind
know.
Too. Is just like
that.
in the.
But I've
deep
never
messages.
Seen so many.
Oh wow!
It's just it's crazy. In my like hidden messages folder, it's endless.
But
and
that's
it's all
where
just
I have to go to get
like,
the voice messages.
Go to my cam link. Go to my cam link. And I'm just like, what the?
How
fuck?
How many of those links have you hit up so far?
None. They're gonna give you a fucking virus.
Right?
Like they're bots that are. It,
oh,
that's
for sure.
Why it's
but the like hidden messages or whatever is where all the voice memos are going to.
Right. You have to go. That's so funny. My producer Raimi of my growing up pod. She said she's sometimes gotten some messages that were meant for me, but she's running that social, so she laughs. She finds it funny.
Yeah, there's a lot I just haven't read. God, I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It'd be like that. It'd be
not
like
personal.
Yeah.
We're working on them. We're going to try to read everybody's stuff, guys.
Yeah. Before we hopped on this, before we hit record, I was just talking about my consistent
childhood fantasy.
Yeah, my consistent fantasy of finding a big dangerous animal as a baby
and
in the wild
that is
and raising it.
It's called bestiality.
And you guys are fucking
you
idiots. And raising it as my own child.
As your own sex slave.
You guys, what
I'm
the
sorry, guys.
Fuck?
We do. We have to stop it. I'm sorry.
That's not funny, you guys.
It's just annoying.
Oh,
no,
God.
I don't think
so
bestiality is funny, Devin.
That's what I'm saying.
A genuine story. A genuine story. What's your genuine story? Which is way less juicy than the one we were telling.
You want to find
I'm
a
going home.
Cat out in the wild and feed it?
I'm going home.
Okay.
I just want a lion as a pet or like a grizzly bear as a pet or like there's a Russian woman on TikTok who has a puma, a black panther, and like a Rottweiler.
You could handle a puma.
Oh, I could handle
you
a puma.
Could
are you
handle
kidding
a puma.
I have a cat.
Oh, yeah, but
it's a cat.
All right.
Close,
same thing.
But no cigar.
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. A cat's a cat. A cat.
Did you hear about the guy who raised a rhino from being a baby? And then one day.
Obviously, it killed him.
Oh, obviously, yes. I want to say like maybe 10 years later. I don't know how rhinos live. But I think like 10 years later, he became a big rhino. No, it was a hippo.
Yeah, it was a
later,
hippo.
He used to swim with this thing, do everything.
What an idiot.
10 years later, though, this hippo grabbed him by the leg. Pulled him in the water and just drowned him. Just drowned him with no remorse. Just sitting there like, hey, you got to die today. Didn't
wow.
even eat him.
Wow.
Just murdered that man. It's terrible.
Wow.
Look
was
up
something
that hippo.
With like
look
a monkey.
Hippo.
Some woman had a monkey.
Oh, the chimpanzee.
And then her friend was over and the chimp attacked her and like ripped her
face
off.
That
yeah.
was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of ran with that
she plot
line in
Nope.
She had a face
off with a monkey.
Wait, you guys, what about that anaconda that they found like wherever and then it had the form of that woman inside of it who had been missing for a while?
What?
No,
it's the fuck?
It's this snake but with a full human body
because they swallow things whole,
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Dang.
I wonder if that's how
poop
nice in your
dress,
butthole
though.
Comes out.
Wait, you say what?
What?
That hard. Get it in and out in that long.
Oh.
Like the snake trying to get the full human
could
body.
Could you tell by the snake's poop that it had digested someone whole?
I could tell by its stomach that
you
had a woman
see
in
it.
No, I thought you were asking if the poop would be
No,
different.
Let me show you. I'll show you guys.
We're going to look at this, guys. I wish we could show you all.
Just careful
y'all
with
know
how
who
much
Harambe
you move.
Is, yeah,
do,
yeah Harambe, yeah. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, you got it. Oh, goddamn.
Oh, goddamn.
You cheesed it.
It wasn't even about that. No, it's about Lindsay, the noise on the mic just with pick how it much up you're and then we'll, in
sorry,
and
guys. We spilled some
My
stuff.
My bad. We spilled a fruit cup.
Shantu's carpet. I'm going to give him the...
This is not your job.
Shantu, I owe you some money. We'll fix it.
We'll go to the gift carpet
fruit.
Cleaner.
It's a little fruit. I mean, it's not the cleanest
carpet. It's acidic
carpet.
Fruit.
It's not the cleanest carpet.
Anyway. What?
Oh, were we talking about
you were gonna find
oh,
out.
Yeah.
You were talking about.
Oh, right. I'm looking for the lady who's in a snake. It's horrifying. Like, do you think you're halfway in and still alive? And how are you not able to get out of it? And do you think it squeezed her to death before it started doing
still
that?
Still alive. I hope it squeezed her to death.
I saw this hilarious clip. I think it was from Smosh's pod.
That's what I was gonna say.
Of the Harambe thing.
Yep.
That was so funny. So
I'm such a fan of Smosh too, by the way.
Yeah, love those guys.
Like, and y'all were, I saw your episodes and y'all were on it, and Amanda, who does the podcast, didn't know who Harambe was.
Yeah, I loved that. She didn't know the story of Harambe, so then they told it to her, and then this was like fucking 8 years ago. She's going through the whole thing all of us went to, which is like, Harambe shouldn't die for this, and we're all like, yeah, that's the whole story.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what all of us think.
That's wild, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Oh, Harambe, man. Yeah, he was a big deal.
Yeah.
Famous
gorilla.
It's tough.
I remember those memes.
Yeah.
I was in middle school when that happened.
Dang, she was around. Memes have existed her whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't even have memes. They had to come up with a name for it. We just were like, wow, this feeling is great whenever these recurring memes come up.
She was a tiny woman.
Oh, you found it? Oh, yeah, we're looking at a snake with a person
missing
inside of it. Oh,
Indonesian grandmother eaten alive by 22-foot python.
Oh, holy moly.
Dang.
That look how tiny she is when they, like, go to get her out of it. It's like...
That's frightening.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't want to see that, Lindsay.
Yeah, no. She's, like, decomposing.
Nope.
Oh. Ew, my dude! She still had the clothes on?
Nope.
Oh.
Do
nope.
I want to...
They
no.
cut
no.
the woman
no.
out of the snake. Dang it.
I don't know.
She's small, though, eh?
I guess. Or maybe she's
don't know.
Composing. I couldn't.
Yeah, I can't.
And I don't know the scale.
That's what I'm saying. I have no reference. I don't know.
A 22 footer though.
What a way to go.
Oh, what a way to go.
What a way to go.
Dang.
I think being drowned by my childhood hippo is.
Yeah. Would you rather python hippo or chimpanzee?
That's wild, my guy. That's wild.
Have you seen all those great videos of like?
How do you think, do you think she was in there to get down to that part?
Oh, that was
long time. Have you seen all those great videos of like someone who found a cub, raised it, then it went back to the wild or to another
back.
Part, and then they come back? Like, there's one of these lions like hugging these people because it knew
Remembers,
them. Like that shit just warms my heart. It's so beautiful.
Yeah,
but you don't know if it's a bad day and he's gonna like
scratch I know that's
the
whole
face.
Thing. Yeah. But then in these videos they don't. It's
right.
like love and how
right.
beautiful.
Maybe that's the one time they didn't.
Dang.
You know what I mean? Like this was the day before the day they
the
ripped their face off.
Interaction. Oh
Look,
yeah. Imagine how many videos existed of the woman who got had the face off with the chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm. What about the book Ishmael? That's about how close you should get to an animal.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Just like talking and having that, like, you never read Ishmael?
I have, but I don't understand the reference.
You don't need to get in closer. You can just connect
talk
with them
through
from
a,
right here.
Telepathically through
like,
a window?
No, you can connect
Weird
with
reference.
Animals by your vibe. You don't need to be all up, like, on
Yeah,
them.
It's like, hey, I see you, big dog.
Like, hey, you can have that recognition. Like when the elephants are crying when they take their, when they take their chains off,
when the
elephants get rescued, they just be crying so much. It's so much.
But don't jump over into the enclosure.
No.
No.
No. They don't want to be touched.
I mean, hey, don't knock it till
like,
you try it.
I don't like zoos anyways.
I don't like zoos at all.
It's not tight. I got peed on by a hippopotamus when I was a child. Did you know they pee backwards? Yeah, I mean, I assume it was pee. It might have been like
Wait,
a spray fart.
And you could get close enough to a hippo's ass?
I was at a like they were hold on. I was a kid. Why was it able to? I think it had like barbed wire fence and it just.
You got sprayed with ass pee
a
from
kid,
a hippo?
And I had to walk around the whole day until we left the zoo.
No.
Oh, my phone
Not
died.
Tight.
Bye.
Oh, your phone died? Hey, it'd be like that sometimes. Yeah, I got spray fart. I think I tell myself it was piss, but.
Oh, man, it was spray fart. Oof.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Anyway, should we hear some voicemails?
Yeah, okay.
Let's
move on.
We need a pick me up.
Okay, this one's from Robert. Short and sweet. Wanted to play it for y'all.
All right. Wahoo! All right.
And that's it.
All right, brother. Hey, man.
Wahoo! Big
hey,
Rob.
Sick, man. Sick submission. Nailed it.
No, I love that. I'm all about like the chanting and the guttural noises. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo!
Nice, Rob.
All right. And the next one's from Camry Jade, who was on a previous episode, but she keeps sending them in and she's
love
great.
It.
Hey, let's go. Cam?
Hi, guys. So I know I already sent in a voice memo, but my last one was like kind of boring. So I wanted to send in another one. And I just wanted to say, like, I love watching the podcast so much, and, like, still being in high school, it's helped me so much to, like, navigate my way through life, and, like, all your advice has helped me a lot.
Hell yeah.
And I just want to say, like, Lindsay's so inspiring and stuff, and, yeah, my question for you guys is, how, have you guys felt confident, or, like, what has helped you guys to feel confident?
Ooh, great question. Nice one. That's a great question.
Is she in high school now, Miss Jeremy?
I think so. I think so. She's a young audience member,
and
man.
And thanks for participating in these DMs.
Yeah.
Like,
thanks,
we're hoping
Cam.
People will. We yeah. appreciate you, Cam.
Second time submission.
I'm still mm-hmm. looking at it.
Yeah, it's off, and you're still talking to it. My phone's dead.
Lindsay's talking to a dead phone.
Lindsay's
that used
staring
to have
at
TikTok
my dead
it.
Phone.
That means we're addicted.
Hi.
We're addicted to our
yeah, phone. No, yeah, we are actually addicted.
Still talking
they
to
need
it.
To
you still in there?
TikTok.
Still looking at it and talking to it.
They got to get rid of I'm TikTok. Dennis. It's ruining the American citizens.
I love that question.
I believe that she specifically shouted out me, so I'm pretty sure she was just directing it to me.
You think it's just for you?
No, hey. But I'll start.
Yeah, please. How do you feel confident?
Confidence comes from Amazon. You can actually order it.
Oh, nice.
No, confidence actually for me came from finally being able to bring light to who I really was out loud, which meant like, I don't know, like all those things that you get nervous for, like being around people, it's usually because you're working on how to hide those things or to come off other than some way that you actually are, right? Mm. Or at least like that's what it was for me. So when I could finally start just like talking about my trauma and forgiving myself for it and putting everything that makes me uncomfortable on the table, like sweat and all and any of it, that has given me confidence, really, is just to like live in that cut and vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah. It's giving me a lot of confidence.
Mm.
That's real. Yeah, I mean, I'll piggyback off of that. And I hate when people say I'll piggyback off of that. But I'll piggyback off of that and
right?
say I had to be way more gentle with myself. Especially, you know, when I was in college. I mean, no, I'm sorry. In high school, like your age, there were a lot of moments where I felt like maybe I wasn't hitting the mark. I wasn't like these other people who I admired or kind of looked up to. Or we're just the in crowd, and I would judge myself pretty harshly. I had to tell myself, hey, you matter. What you have to say matters. And everything you've been endowed with by God, the creator, whatever, it is truly yours. It's unique, and that is something that you should be comfortable sharing at all times. So I was really able to lean into my confidence once I said, hey, I deserve to be here, and there's nothing wrong with me. And I had to just accept myself truly for who I was and just walk in that and walk in it with no shame. You know, you like the things you like, and you speak how you speak, you look how you look, and you have to fall in love with yourself, man. I really think so. For confidence sake.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Confidence, like, I don't know, I feel like it comes in cycles too of like falling out of it, then falling deeper into it. And like, for sure, as I've aged, my ease with myself or my trusting of myself or my confidence with myself like has definitely deepened. Yeah, high school times, it's definitely a fucking roller coaster. Just getting to the point where you want to be on your own side.
Hey.
Like, that is a huge thing, is like, want and like choose to be on your own side. Recognize where you're not. That's been a practice of mine, because I can be hard on myself too. You know, those voices in your head telling you you're not it or not enough or different or whatever that is, where you're falling short. Like, man, if you loop on that too long, like that's a lack of confidence. And yeah, just choosing, like, man, life's gonna have obstacles. There's going to be enough challenge. I, at the bare minimum, want to be on my own side. Even when I'm fucking up, like, a little grace of like, ah, oh, fuck, okay, learn that lesson. But like, okay, bud, we're going to get back on the horse or whatever. And then it's kind of a separate thing, but I did hear a definition of confidence once that I liked, which is like being able to trust my own word. So that's a practice. Like when I say I'm going to do something, doing it, when I make promises to myself, doing it. My confidence has grown when I've been in situations that have challenged me and I still stayed true to maybe my values or who I am, or realized, oh, I can actually show up in a difficult situation. Like my confidence has grown from those experiences. And then anytime you go through a cycle of a hard time and bounce back, that is a cycle of learning that you can bounce back from hard shit. And then your confidence like kind of gets another brick.
Boost.
Like it gets another foundational piece of like, whoa, that was a really hard time. I thought I wasn't going to get out of it. I made it. Now the next time a hard time comes up, you have this reference point of I can get through things.
I survived that. I can survive this.
So that's where the time element comes in with confidence. Like my hope for everyone is that you get more just confidence and trusting in yourself over time. That would be my hope, you know?
And practice. Just practice. Yeah. Practice. Yeah. If you like, okay, like if three times out of a situation you're telling yourself, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this. And on the third time you actually go up to the person and talk or this or that or other, that's all practice up to that like victory of that little goal. Right.
Yeah.
And then something that I learned in recovery was that self-esteem, which is different than confidence, but I would say confidence can fall into this, is doing self-esteemable acts or just kind of taking care of yourself behind the scenes can actually give you a lot of confidence. Treating yourself in right accord, finding out new things about yourself, being in like investing time into yourself so that all of your investments aren't, you know, exterior, like you're not invested so much in what that exterior says about you because you've built this thing up on the inside. So self-esteem and confidence come from doing self-esteemable or just intentional acts.
Yeah,
like I feel like intention is a big part of confidence.
Nailed it. Intention for sure. But that practice part matters because I'm confident that I can walk because I've tried to walk and fallen so many times in my life, you know, starting from a child. You become confident. You earn your confidence. It's like, okay, I've done this enough to know that I can make it. And then it's like, okay, oh, I've done this walking thing. Maybe I'll try jumping tomorrow. Okay, let's try skipping. Am I coordinated for that? And as long as you continue to practice whatever you're working towards, your confidence within that area of life will increase. Now, there is general confidence for sure, thinking you can take on any task. But you got to practice because I can be confident all I want that I can pass some theoretical physics test or something like that, but I gotta practice it. I was scarred, guys.
I love how scarred you are from that teacher telling you you can't.
Somebody told Daniel he wasn't smart.
Amazing.
I wasn't smart enough in that field. I didn't have enough. I didn't earn the confidence.
Daniel had the full confidence, and he hadn't earned it.
Hadn't earned it, guys.
Yeah, this like. I remember learning this in my 20s too, so I'll say this to you, Camry. Is that her name? Like a car?
Camry.
Some of the biggest victories in your life will be private and like antisocial. They won't be a big deal to anyone else. Like some of us think, oh, confidence is, I'll use a bad metaphor of like football, like confidence is, I scored the game-winning touchdown in the fourth quarter and everyone put me on their shoulders and that's what confidence looks like. I was celebrated publicly for being amazing in this high-stakes moment and that's where I get confidence. Nah, man, like it's gonna come from you maybe for a couple years that's feeling weird. Like you need to make a change and then in this private moment you actually do. And like you build it from these small, weird, little private moments, man. Confidence really rarely comes from these big, like public moments of recognition and validation. It's what you're talking about, Linz, which is like this, take care of yourself in the quiet moments and you'll build confidence that like can't be touched.
It like creates this relationship with yourself that you've always got. Yeah.
I was working my fucking retail job a couple years back that I was in, and I'm always tired after, like, exhausted after work. And usually, like, I wanted just to go home and, like, not do anything productive because I worked all day. Like, I'm broken. I need to just go fucking, smoke weed and fucking watch some TV and shut my brain off and go to sleep. And this one day, like, rather than doing that, I did all the, this is what I mean by antisocial. Like, no one's going to see this as a victory, but it was huge for me, was rather than going home and doing that normal fuck off shit that I do, I went to the grocery store, got all my fucking groceries for the week. I went to the gym after work, and I went home and I did my laundry. And so rather than fucking off in the justified way that I normally do and felt, I went and like handled my adult life. And that was like on a Monday. And then I was set up for the week. Mm. I had gone to the gym. I'd done my laundry. I'd gone and got my groceries. And I truly, that moment like was confidence building for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I can be an adult. I can take care of myself. Like, holy shit. And yet, if I say that to anyone, that's not like a...
Oh, good for you. Oh, you did good. Your fucking responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you did your base level, take care of yourself? And I'm like, no, it was huge.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned that I can take care of
I started to break
my,
through a little myth a little, that I'm telling yes, myself.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
Get to a better truth about what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now those were some, well, that one was like confidence for like adults. She's in high school. Lauren, you're a little bit closer to that age. What are some moments of confidence in your life or where you've been able to show yourself your own confidence?
I mean, it's hard. Like in our industry, you get rejected, you know, 5 times a day almost. Mm-hmm. Like it's definitely like, you know, I started this job when I was 19 and it took me a really long time to feel like I deserve to like do this and be here and felt confident with the people I was with and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I mean, like building confidence, I just like always, I had this idea that I was in the timeline. I knew I was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But like in the moment, like right, even right now, this last week, I just got this big audition the other day and I'm just like, great. But at the same time, like, that's funny. Like, that's almost hilarious that I'm going to go and do this part. Like, they probably just called in 1,000 people so that they could, you know, and so
otherwise,
that's why
1,000.
I did this audition. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, should I even do this? You know what I mean? And it's like, I think I really could have a chance, but they're never going to see me and blah, 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 blah. So it's like, it is the small things that it's knowing that, like my mom said in a different episode, control what you can control. Yeah. You can control how you respond to things, but you can't control how other people
perceive you and deal with
you and whatever. So, yeah, the small things of like, you got where you were. Like, you know, I am here right now.
Encourage
like,
yourself.
Whatever. Be in the moment.
It's like we try so hard for these opportunities and then they come and they're like, why the fuck is this here?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Who attracted this?
Exactly. I'm just like, that's funny.
But I also like what you said about there's a baseline in you that knows big picture, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can build that foundationally in yourself, either your parents bestow it on you or you have to build it yourself.
Yeah. Train that muscle.
Train that muscle to know that no matter what's going on, keep some part of your awareness in the truth that big picture, you're going to be okay. I feel like that's a huge part of confidence because if you feel like if that isn't there, then you're going to catastrophize. Then you're going to, it's easy to not be confident because you're like, I'm fucked. Yeah. And it's forever.
Oh, that was my 20s.
Yeah. Right. That's like, I know if you don't have that
all
thing,
confidence and yet I've never worked more.
Yeah.
But that's like in her being in high school, it's like, that's what I like in high school. Well, I mean, I did like, I got the job when I was 19. So it's like, I laid my foundations. I knew what I had to do in order to be okay. And it was kind of everybody around me growing up telling me that I wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
So it was me going laughing in their faces, going like, screw you. Yes, I am.
Hell yeah.
You had to be that louder voice.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, there was a lot of times where I really was the only person in my life that was like, I'm going to be an actor.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Ooh. And it's so easy to slip into, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right.
Exactly,
maybe I'm not cut out for this.
100%.
But you have to be your own best friend.
Dude, the fraud shit still comes up, right? Like, so I just recorded a new record for my music project, Good Valley. The whole time I'm making it, I'm like, this is fucking amazing. Like, I love the music I make and I love my collaborator and like, it's just been incredible. But the fraud shit will still pop in there, especially if you're like energetically tired. Like, we got to the end of the record and then I've had a few days where I'm like, can I even sing? Can I even make music? Like, am I terrible? Like, that shit still comes up. And as artists especially, but I feel like probably anything in life, like, man, you have to fight that little voice in you that's such a little asshole, the little fraudster, man.
Dude, I just rewatched two projects that I like, those were like big like ballasts for me of my like that you I can do act
I do this.
And like these were opportunities that I got and these make my career unique. Oh man.
Dang, looking back.
I don't stand up. I can't stand it. I look at myself and I think, what's the redeaming value here?
No. Don't
what's
blame
what's your
yourself.
Redeeming value?
No, it was the director. The director's fault. It was it's always the,
drugs,
the director's
but,
fault.
But it's really hard. It's really hard. I feel like yeah, there's never like a bar. It's constantly a wave God damn it.
Exactly. That's kind of what I wanted to say to this young person is like you will have confidence and it's still always fluctuating.
Yep.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You have to be brave to be confident and sometimes your courage will waver. It's hard to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. It takes energy. It takes, it takes like fucking choice to believe in yourself. And sometimes that little voice will get in there that's like,
yeah,
you suck.
Yeah.
No, truly. And
you
it's
can't
like,
do
yeah.
it, idiot.
Dang. There's a perfect quote I wish I had, but it's like they talk about how being confident doesn't mean you're not nervous or whatever. Like,
right?
And this is with an undertaking. It doesn't mean you're not nervous. It does mean that you did triumph over that feeling to still perform the mm-hmm. task in front of you.
Yeah. It's like the courage is not the absence of fear quote.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Courage is not the absence of fear. It's acting in spite of it. Like, it's acting through it. It's acting with it. It's accepting it and moving anyways. Like,
yeah,
it's fucking hard, yeah. man.
You got the thing that helped, I think, me the most is, like, finding a mentor, someone older than you that, like, does actually believe. Someone that, like, I had this vocal coach who, like, mm-hmm. just fully was like, you're going to do whatever you want to do.
Hell
and
yeah.
It was like, if you can find that one person that's an older mentor that actually believes in you, I think it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Have that mentor. Just celebrated his 80th birthday yesterday.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Dope. I've always had trouble finding mentors. I mean, family. Family's always encouraged me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Daniel, are you the mentor?
Oh, my God. Oh, maybe I'm the mentor. No. I mean, there have been people who have dropped gems for sure. But sometimes it's tough for me because I remember I had this back and forth with my brother. He's a bit of a pessimist. He's a glass half empty guy. I love my brother so much and he's so skilled at so many things. But he keeps me grounded in letting me know that, hey, things aren't going as great as you think they are. Which actually sounds like verbal abuse. No, but he always was like, yo, man, we need a mentor, man. That's what we're doing mm-hmm. wrong. Like, we're never going to be able to amount to anything unless we find this mentor. And I was like, dude, you got to stop searching for this thing that's just a reason for you to not, you know, try harder and just do your best. You can't be expecting someone else to be that confidence for you. But he does have a point. Like, mentors can be great. But still, if you don't have that mentor, you still got to be that voice for yourself.
Exactly. I was going to say, if you're lucky enough to end up with one,
yeah,
but
absolutely.
Like not all of us get mm-hmm. to yeah, meet yeah. that person that you can kind of have it, that's a very specific relationship.
Absolutely.
Older mentor that's there to like believe in you or whatever,
cares
guide
enough.
You like cares enough. If you come across it, amazing, but I'm with you, like
yeah.
I can't. I've had that thought that Nate's had though, like God, it'd be nice to have a fucking as I'm
would.
Floundering through my 20s,
and a million,
like
bazillion dollars, that'd be great.
Yeah, exactly. And a toilet made out of solid gold.
I'm like Trump, man, I love that.
Yeah,
yeah. There's kind of nothing like it.
Yeah, having that guide.
Yeah.
Do you still are you still in touch with that?
Yeah,
person?
I just went home the other week, and I'd go to see him in his studio.
So
and
great.
It's like, you know, a little town in Arizona, and he's like, I love seeing what you're doing.
Hell
so.
Yeah,
I
literally
but he also
have
brings
to
me down to earth, and he's like. I don't know who these people are, what you're actually doing, but like, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he's like, that's all great. I'm glad you're just doing what you're doing. Just stay the course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do you, Lauren.
Yeah.
Confidence to just be yourself sometimes is it. Not even confidence that I can take over the world or
so
confidence
true.
I can rock this crowd. Just be confident in yourself.
And sometimes, it's not going to be bestowed upon you from outside. You just have to decide it's okay that I'm myself. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be on my own side.
It matters. Mm-hmm. It matters. Because I still battle. Like, sometimes it's just hard to get out of bed in the morning.
For
and
real.
I'm like, hey, you're you. You deserve to be here. It's good. It's good. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Dude, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. Life's hard.
Dude. But we out here, Cam.
Camry.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Camry.
Was that our
I feel like probably.
Episode?
I feel like that was just
the pod.
You got, I don't know, is there a short one?
Nah.
I feel like that was a pop. Roberts again.
Yeah, Robert,
oh, yeah, just play the woohoo out.
Okay.
Thanks for your submissions,
like
guys.
Subscribe.
We'll see you next week. Like, subscribe, follow. Leave us some comments on confidence.
Ready?
Oh, I didn't get the full.
I love it.
It's almost like Mario.
That's perfect.
Like,
bye, babies.
Peace.
Bye, guys. See you next week.